Blog Talk Radio. is everyone doing on this lovely Monday night? I'm so excited about tonight's program. I'm so excited about what God is doing and the realm of the Spirit. I'm excited about what God is doing with us as members of the body of Christ. I hope you all excited too, because one thing I could say is when God is moving, we need to make sure we're in place that we can say, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't leave me out. Don't forget about me, because what God has planned for us right now, we should not want to be left out. So I'm saying that to say this. The man of God that's going to be bringing forth the word tonight is excited about being saved. He's excited about being used by God. He's excited about being on the Lord's side. And he's excited to tell you, me, and others all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He reminds us daily that when he talks that God is a great deliverer, God is a great provider, and more than all that, God is a great God. He reminds us that God said, I am who I say that I am. So our speaker tonight will be the one and only, none that should not be overlooked or ignored, but the pastor's servant, Troy Thomas. That's who will be bringing the word on tonight. So I want you all to get your Bibles, pencils, pad, and paper, and just listen to what the man of God has to say on Blog Talk. And if he's doing Facebook Live, you can view it. And just remember, you can always go back an hour after the program ends to rehear, replay, reinstaturate yourself with what God has loosed in the land. So we're going to pause at this time and see if the pastor is on the line. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay. Well, we're still waiting for the man of God to come in. We're going to keep talking about the goodness of the Lord. I just want to give a testimony that I know it should let everybody know how good God is to me. And I know that you all have testimonies. So at the end of the program, you all can just touch and agree with the man of God and just tell him what God has done for you. But I want to share this quick testimony with you all. I was out riding my bike, my motorcycle, the other day, and I was just riding along, minding my own business. And like I said the other Friday, that I was listening to Pastor Hannah's 12-hour prayer, and I was reminded that God is a God that keeps his word. God was just blessing so, and he blessed me so. And I was just saying, God, I thank you for blessing me going in and me coming out, blessing me when I'm not even thinking about it, just being God. So when I was out riding, you know, it just seemed like nowadays everybody's in a hurry to go nowhere but somewhere. So wherever they have to go is somewhere, but they just rushing to get there like no reason, no apparent reason. They just in a rush. Nobody has time to look at the view while they're riding or just enjoy the ride. They just rushing. So I noticed how the brakes was, a lot of brakes was up in front of me and going around the curve on the expressway. I said, to get to Laramie, it was a lot of traffic. So I said, I'm going to get off here on Costner. So when I was getting off the exit, this was Sunday, yesterday, I was going to go by the church because I had got off work a little late. So I said, I'm going to go by the church to see if anybody's there. So as I was getting off, I got off the exit, I wanted to get over because a car was coming up on my left side, and I said, it don't look like he's going to slow down. So I was, as I was easing to the right side of the lane, here come another car out of nowhere, and he began to blow. And I just began to just say, Jesus, And as I said, Jesus, I was able to maneuver the bike over where I was in between the two cars with the SUV on my left and the car on my right. And I was able not to get wiped out. And I said that to say this. You never know what's coming up behind you, what's coming up on the side of you, and what's already placed in front of you. So it is good to be prayed up. It is good to know whose side you are on. It's good to know that you're on the Lord's side. So let me stop now and check with the man of God, because it sounds like he's on the line. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, somebody's on the line. And if you could mute your phone, if you're not Pastor Thomas, that would be greatly appreciated, because there's a lot of noise in your background. And out of love and not out of prideful. If you mute your phones, please. Well, I'm going to ask Apostle-elect to mute the phone. Thank you. So, like I said, we want to just get started with our program. It's 8:14. I'm going to see if the man of God is on Facebook Live as well as on Blog Talk. So I'm checking to see if he's on Facebook Live. It doesn't seem like he's on that yet. So I'm just hoping that the man of God is getting ready to tune in to Blog Talk, because I know that he has a word from the Lord. I'm texting him to let him know. Let's go. So while we're waiting, let's go have a moment of prayer so that we could do what we need to do. Father God, he said he's on. Okay, Pastor Thomas, Apostle, could you open up Pastor Thomas' line? Pastor Thomas, are you on the phone? Please say something.
I am.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm going to hand the service over to you and let you do what you need to do. If you open up in prayer, however you want to open up, it's in your hands now. Let the Lord use you, Pastor. Amen.
God bless you here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook Live. We are here live, and it's live and in color. I thank God for another opportunity to share with God's people what he has given me on today. God is a great God and worthy to be praised, and he is such a wonderful Savior. He is such a wonderful God. He's such a blessing to us. The old people say he keeps making a way out of no way. And I'm so grateful for what he's done and what he's doing in our lives. Let's have a moment of prayer, if you don't mind. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for being such a wonderful God to us. Father, we ask you right now to word our mouth, that it brings life, revelation, restoration, deliverance, and freedom. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, for those that are on Blog Talk Radio, those that are willing to join here, Facebook Live, Father, we say that you have your way. You do what you do, and what you do so well. Let your anointing power destroy the yoke. Father, let your glory be felt as we begin to talk and to exhort you with the word of God. Father, we thank you that the word of God gives us life, gives us strength, and brings us out of a place and pushes us to another level. We give you glory. We give you praise. We bind every demon, every devil. We come against every witch and every warlock and everything that tells us what we cannot do. Father, we believe that we can do all things if we just add you to this equation. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for being such a wonderful Savior. We praise you. We glorify you, and we give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, thank God. Thank God. Amen. Once again, those that are here with us on Facebook Live, if you can you share this? Not only can you share it, but give me some hearts and some thumbs and speak back to me. Hey, Pastor Troy, how you doing this evening here on Blog Talk Radio? What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. If you know you serve a mighty God, just type in the comment section, I serve a mighty God. Come on, type in the comment section, I serve a mighty God. Excuse me there. I want to talk simply about what a yes can do for you. I want to talk for a few moments about what a yes can do for you. I was at work today, and I was saying, Lord, tonight, pulls the sale, where I was asking Saturday, actually, what do you have me to say? Sometimes God talks to me right then when I ask him, and sometimes he put me on hold. Put me on hold because he wants to speak to me in a manner in which he wants to speak to me, and I'm okay with him as long as he speaks to me. And so then in the midst of it, I was sitting at my desk, and I can't get this song out of my head that was recorded by James Hall that says, God wants a yes. And I put it on Facebook. I believe that was Saturday, and doing live and having a little fun with it. But that song got down in my bones, got down in my spirit, got down in my soul, got down in every fiber and being of my heart that God wants a yes. Yes, yes to his will, yes to his way. Say, come what may, it's still yes, yes, yes. So then I was sitting there talking, talking to God, or I was at Caesar's Palace, or because I believe it's Pastor Donnie Davis says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And so then I begin to sit there, and I begin to hear what a yes would do for you. I grew up in a grand church, Grand Oak Church, God in Christ, and in the midst of it, Auntie Margot, you know, they said, tell the Lord yes, 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 oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. And so then I begin to sit there, and I begin to feel the power of the Holy Ghost, because there's something in the word yes. It's something about telling God yes. I remember growing up in the Church of God in Christ on Friday night was what they called, they labeled it Holy Ghost Night. How many of y'all know about Holy Ghost Night? They put us on the altar after the preacher get done preaching, and they sit on a song. They sit on the, put us on the altar. We're going to tarry for the Holy Ghost, which means we're going to work until we are endured with the power of the Holy Ghost. And we would sing, they said, I'm on the altar, Lord. Want you to bless my soul. I'm on the altar, Lord. Want you to bless my soul. Bless my soul, Lord. Want you to bless my soul. Bless my soul, yeah. Want you to bless my soul. And so then, while on the altar, they begin to tell us, tell the Lord thank you. Over and over again, they said, tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what we said, tell the Lord thank you. They said, just say thank you. And she marveled. They say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so you got to the point, come on now, baby, you told him thank you, now tell him yes. Tell God yes. Many oftentimes you hear a Christian say, they'll say, come on, somebody tell the Lord yes. Because when you tell the Lord yes, that says I agree. That says that I'm going with you. That says that I'm going to adhere. I'm on one accord with you. I'm in agreement with you. And so that brings us to the scripture of agreement. So let's go to the book of Acts, the second chapter, which is a very familiar passage of scripture when it comes to us, the church people, God's people. We often use this particular scripture only really, really heavily around Pentecost Sunday. And it just simply says this, Acts, the second chapter, the first to the fourth verse, says this, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Once again, my favorite part is, and it appeared to have cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Come on now. It sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So then what does that have to do with the yes, Pastor Troy? Let me tell you what the nugget that God gave me about the yes in the midst of this particular passage of scripture. They were all in one place. which means they said what? Yes, we're going to come. They said, yes, we're going to go. Yes, we're going to be a part of it. Not only did they say, yes, we're going to come and we're going to be there, when they got there, they decided we're going to get on the same page, which means they had to say what? Yes. Yes, you lead, I'll follow. Yes, you lead, I'll go along with you. Yes, we're going to bombard heaven until God do something for us. Yes, we're going to get on the page where God be glorified and his flesh be diminished. We're going to get on the page and say, Lord, whatever you do, just don't do it without me. And so then here it is, this particular scripture, they were in one place on one accord doing what it was taken to get the attention of God, to get the attention of the Holy Ghost, because they understood that the Holy Ghost was necessary to sustain them naturally and spiritually so. Somebody say, sustain me, Lord. So in the midst of saying yes, let's think about this. Here it is. When a man asks a woman, when he's in love with this woman, they've been dating for a little while, and he understands that this particular woman has what I need for longevity in my life. I want to bring her part of what God has made me as a man, and I want to become family with her. So then what he does, he gets on one knee traditionally in this day and age, and he asks her, he said, will you marry me? And so then what happens is if she's in agreement, if she feels the same way that the man feels about her, what happens is, what does she say? She says yes. She says yes. Why does she say yes? That is Margot. She says yes because she wants to be a part of him. She wants to take her and take him, and they want to come together to blend their own family. They want to become partners. She wants to become the helpmeet. He wants to become her Lord, not big L, but the little L. He wants to become the L to be a part of, be now no longer twain, but now they become one. But it started, it really solidified it when she said what? When she said yes. So then there's a song that we should sing with growing up that says, yes, Lord, keep ringing in my soul. Oh, yes, Lord, keep ringing in my soul. Yes, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, keep ringing in my soul. It's something about when you begin to tell the Lord yes, and by you tell the Lord yes, it becomes contagious down in your heart. It becomes contagious down in your soul to where it feels that that connection, it's like he reached down and he touched it. Bam, keep the party going. Keep the deliverance going. Keep the freedom going. Once you were not saved, once you were lost, but now you are found. Come on, you were blind, but now you can see. Come on and tell the Lord yes. Yes, Lord, keeps ringing in my soul. Oh, God, yes, Lord, keep ringing in my soul. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, glory, hallelujah, because yes, Lord, keeps ringing in my soul. So then here it is. We have to, if we deal with it naturally, when the young woman has now told this man yes, yes, I accept your proposal. Yes, I'll be your wife. Yes, I'll be your helpmeet. Yes, I'll be your mate. Yes, I'll be your nurse. Yes, I'll be your doctor. Yes, I'll be your lover. Yes, 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 yes. And now it puts you in the position of receiving. Somebody holler, yes, put you in the place of receiving. Yes, put you in the place of receiving. Just like here on the day of Pentecost when they were in one place and on one accord, they put it in the place of receiving. What did they receive? They received the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to have a conversation with you this evening on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook Live. My Lord Jesus. So then the receiving comes when you say yes. Watch this. When we grew up, you wanted to go outside. What did happen when we went outside? We go outside, and then we say, Mama, can we go outside? She said, no, you couldn't go. She said, yes, you can go outside. You couldn't wait to get outside. Why? Because Mama said yes. Yes, you can go play. Yes, you can go have fun. Yes, you can go enjoy yourself. It put a smile on your face. It put joy in your heart because they said yes. When you ask somebody for something, when they say no, you feel yourself disappointed. You feel yourself not adequate enough to get what you desire, what you want, and where you want to go. But when they open up their mouth, they tell you, yes, you can have it. What happens? You start to feel some kind of way. You start to feel joy and love down in, and a different connection comes with the yes. Oh, I keep hearing that song, God wants a yes. Yes, yes, yes to his will. Yes to his way. Hallelujah. It's one of my favorite songs of the landfill. It's simply this. It says, I'll say yes to my Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord. It says, I'll say yes to my Lord. Why? Because he's done great things. I'm trying to be cool about this. He's done great things. I'll say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Why? Because he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light, placed my feet on straight street, gave me the strength to fight, because he's done great things. My Lord, today, he's done great things. For that, I'll say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. When you've been around people and they've done things for you, when they picked you up when you didn't think nobody else was going to pick you up, when they brought you out of places, when they provided for you, when they've given you things of the desire of your heart, when you felt failed, but they were there to comfort you and to give you wisdom, to love you, to love the hell out of you. There's a place of an easy yes. It's so easy for us as we are the people of God to tell God yes. Why? Because he's done great things. Hallelujah. Guess what? He says, I have a song, for the angels cannot sing. Glory, hallelujah. I have been redeemed. Because why? Because he's done great things. Hallelujah. He's done great things. And for that, I'll say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Hold on. One of my favorite verses is that he put living water, the Holy Ghost, down in my soul. Ever since the Holy Ghost came and took control, he's done great things. My Lord, my Lord. He's done great things. Why? Because I say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. We come, yes, says it is a one accord. It's a one accord. A number of people you can do something with being on one accord. But in order to get on one accord, the people, Mama Bernice, say, yes, I'll agree. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll. It's what a song that says, Lord, if you want somebody, send me. I'll go. In the place of I'll go, you say, Lord, I will obey. Lord, I will surrender. Lord, I will do what you have asked of me. I will do what you have commanded of me and my assignment. In my assignment, I have to tell them yes, because yes brings success. I'm just trying to talk, but I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus in the yes. I'm telling you, you cannot come to a service of God and just tell them yes and nothing happens. When you mean it from your heart, when you mean it from your soul, when they came in that one place on the day of Pentecost, they decided that we're going to get on the same page. We decided we're going to put our all into the midst of this, and we are going to tell the Lord yes, because yes is necessary. Yes is conducive to victory. Yes is conducive to healing. Yes is conducive to the revelation of God. And I got to come out of the place of saying no, 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 no. But all God wants is yes. Yes. I'm telling you right now, even where you're at, even when you're at home, and if you're in your car, if you just begin to tell them, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Something about telling him yes. Something about surrendering yes. That's all surrender is telling him yes. Obeying is just telling him yes. Receiving his promise is just telling him yes. I just want to tell God yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it takes for us to get on one accord in one place in agreement. Agreement is yes. Agreement is that I got to give of myself. I may not understand it. I may not foresee where it's going. But sometimes we don't always have to know what's happening. But sometimes it's just good to just say yes. But when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to God, when it comes to our soul, we have to understand that we have to give God what he desires of us, and all he wants is a yes. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Come on, type in the comment section, all he wants is a yes. I thought I'd be out. Hope I'd be out. Shout out. All he wants is a yes. Yes, Lord, keeps ringing in my soul. Yes, Lord, keeps ringing in my soul. Yes, Lord, glory, hallelujah. For the yes, Lord, keeps ringing in my soul. So I'm coming to what I got to come. I got to stop because I can't get too excited, because I might lose myself in the yes, Lord. I might lose myself in the praise of yes, Lord, you have your way in my life. Yes, Lord, you do what you want to do. Yes, Lord, you make me and you mold me. Have thine own way, Lord. Woo! Have thine own way. For thou
potter, potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, yes, yielded and still. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. There's come a time there's a purpose for the yes in your yes. I know sometimes we feel like my mama Bernice, I was sitting here one day and God was telling me, he said, we always saying there's one thing after another. It's not one problem, it's another problem. Not one issue, another issue, Bishop Tim Pleasant. But God said, he said, stop looking at it in a negative light. He said, look at this way. He said, if it's one thing after another, it's something that you have not learned. It's something that you have not done. It's something that you can take from this position that you're in and build on. I'm telling you, say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't have me looking at it in the place where I cannot gain victory. Don't look at the place where I cannot overcome. But for I am an overcomer. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. But I came to that position because I told the Lord yes. Oh, 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 yes. Because I told the Lord yes that things changed for me. Things turned around for me. It don't mean that it was easy. It doesn't mean that it was cake and ice cream. It didn't mean that it was smooth all the time. But that yes down kept pushing me somewhere. The yes kept pulling me out of the pit of the muck and the miry clay. And it pushed me in the presence of the Lord. It opened me up to where the things that were down on the inside that I was filthy, I was diseased, I was unfit. But he took me and he shook me. And now I've been cleansed by the blood. But I was cleansed by the blood because I told the Lord. So as I come to my close of this evening and this position that I'm in, there's what can you do with the yes? With the yes to God, you can gain victory. With the yes of God, you can be healed. You don't believe me? The woman with the issue of blood did not bother or worry about the crowd that says that she could not do it. But she said, like a little engine, yes, I can. Yes, I can press past all of these people. Yes, I can press past the fact that Jesus walked past me. I gave up all I had, all the money that I had. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just say, yes, your blood has healed me. Yes, by your stripes I am healed. Yes, I am delivered. Then I can be made whole. Jesus, yes, Lord. Not only that, another example was Moses telling God yes. He said, I can't talk because I stutter. He said, God, don't worry about your stutter. I can use anything at any time. I'll speak for you. Don't worry. Another person that used yes and gained victory was Noah. When he said, for 100 years, it's going to rain. Nobody believed him. Nobody adhered to him but his family. But yes, he was saved. Yes, he was from the rain and from the devastation of this world. David said, yes. He said, yes, I see the Philistines. Circumcised Philistine, but I'm not a punk because I serve the mighty God. I told him, yes, if I can defeat the lion, if I can defeat the bear, this is nothing too hard for my God. Why? Because I believe, hallelujah, that he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or even think. All I have to do is tell him, yes. Abraham said, Abraham took his only son, took him to be sacrificed, because he told God, yes. Why? Because God can trust him. Can he trust you with your yes? Can he trust you with a yes? Because I tell you, if he can trust you with your yes, in the faith, what faith said you won't, people said you won't do it, can do it. But without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. I got the faith to overcome because I told him, yes, I got the faith to believe that he is a deliverer because I told him, yes, I don't have time to go back because I forget those things which are behind me and I press because I told him, yes, I said bye-bye to my past. I said bye to those things that held me hostage. I said bye to those things that try to hold me in a place that I no longer abide in. Why? Because I told the Lord, yes. I told the Lord, yes. And in yes, my freedom came. In yes, my deliverance came. And yes, old things are passed away. And all things have become new. Because I told the Lord, yes. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll say yes to my Lord. I'll say yes to my Lord. for he's done great things. He showed done great things. I'll say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Yes, yes. All God wants is a yes. When you want something done for you, what you want? You don't want to hear no. All you want is a yes. When you want to buy that new car, what do you want to hear? Yes. When you got that new house, what you want to hear? Yes. When you want something from your husband, your wife, you want to hear what? You want to hear yes. When you want something from your boss, you want that raise. All he wants, all you want to hear is yes. All God wants to hear is your yes. He want to hear that yes down from your soul, from your heart, from your mind, from everything that's in you. He just wants to hear you say yes. You wrote a song and I'm done. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, hallelujah, to the depth of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely yes, hallelujah. For my soul says yes. One more time. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it with me. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my very soul, yes, Lord. Completely yes. For my soul says yes. Thank you for joining Pastor Troy tonight here on Facebook Live, on our blog talk radio every second Monday of the month. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Thank God. I speak a yes in your heart. I speak a yes in your soul. I speak that the yes consume you so you can't let it go. I speak a yes so deep, so heavy in you that you cannot let the yes go. I speak right now in Jesus' name that everywhere you go, your mind is just saying yes. And it connects with your heart and says yes. Then connect, get down on your inner part of your soul and tell him yes. And before you know it, it's done stirred down up to the point where the Holy Ghost done took over. You act like you end the day of Pentecost. Yes, Lord. Completely yes. My soul said yes. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we know that you would just want a yes from us. And Father, from our hearts and our minds and our soul, we surrender ourselves, our thoughts, our actions, our previous ways. We surrender all of these things to you. In a place where there seems to be no victory, no gain, no place of advancement, Father, we give it all to you, and you have your way. We yield completely and totally to you. From the bottom of our heart to the depth of our soul, yes, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor as we say completely yes to you. For this we give you praise, for this we give you glory, for this we give you honor for all things, and it shall be done by thy glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your anointing power that destroys the yoke. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the brothers against you. Back to you, Satan, back to you. Every witch and every warlock, back to you. Back to you. Back to you. We don't accept you. We stomp on your neck, Satan. You snake, we stomp on your neck and destroy it by the power and the glory of Jesus Christ. And it shall be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to Pastor Troy, it is possible. If you desire to do so, if not, God bless you anyway, it don't. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. But if you want to be a blessing, here it is on the screen. Be a blessing to Pastor Troy. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. What a mighty God. I feel the Holy Ghost, Mama Bernice. I feel it down in my soul, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm trying to contain myself. I'm trying to hold my mule. Trying to contain myself. God bless you. I love you and I appreciate you. Once again, I'd like to be a blessing to Pastor Troy. There is my cash out. Troy 7. The word Troy and the word 7. God bless you. I love you. And I thank God for you. And as I always say, hashtag, God bless you.
My God, I say yes to my Lord. I say yes to my Lord. He's done great things. He's done great things. I say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Thomas, for that. I say yes to my Lord. What would a yes get you? In the natural, it gets you good things. So I can only wait and imagine how much more I'm going to get in the spirit realm with my God because I said yes. Apostle elect, could you please open the lines so anybody that wants to encourage the man of God and touch and agree with him that they can, you all could go ahead. The lines are open.
Amen, amen, amen. All I have to say is yes, Lord, and I thank God for even giving me that name. Yes, Lord, Cecilia. So yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hey, amen. Is there anyone else? Okay. He put running in my feet, clapping in my hands, joy in my heart, gave me a brand new start. We say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Oh, Pastor Thomas. You done started some, Pastor. My God,
my
God. You have started some, Pastor. Is there anyone else would like to speak to the pastor? Oof. I thank everyone for tuning in on Facebook. I thank everyone that tuned in on Blog Talk. And I'm assuming that everyone is tied up, caught up, throwing up shouts and praises to God right now because they're saying yes, they're renewing their yes. They're giving God all that they have because they're saying yes, Lord. I want you all to know that this Monday night service was an awesome service. We were reminded of the goodness and the greatness of giving a yes to the Lord. I want you to know that you could tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our Monday nights, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries. And this Monday coming up, it's the third Monday. Our speaker will be Minister Margot McCord. And I want you all to come back and join in on Friday, this Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I, Minister Sylvia, will be your host and speaker for that night. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about something that God has put in my heart, and I'm just letting him work it out. And then tune in with us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Let's Talk Ministry on that day. Please pass the word on. Watch our Blog Talk postings and watch our postings on Facebook to tell you when, where, and who will be speaking. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I want you all to know we love you with the love of the Lord. It's nothing you can do about it. Come back in an hour and listen to the program again and get what God has for you because maybe you missed something or maybe you need to hear something again. Don't forget you can go on Pastor Servant Troy Page and look at his rebroadcasting of this service because, like I said, something is in there for you to renew your yes and make it permanent. Know that the pastors pray for you each and every day and know that you can come and serve at service with them. He will give you the final information and his closing remarks, but we want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you for being faithful to this ministry. Pastor, it's back in your hands to pray us out and give your final remarks.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us. What a mighty God. We still feel Jesus. We're sitting here like, Lord, come on. Lord, come on. it was just a blessing what God has done, and I thank God for what He's doing and what He's doing in our life. And once again, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. What a blessing it is to have you guys with us. When you get a chance, we have service here at 4344 in West Madison, here in Chicago, at 2:30 p.m. every first, third, and fourth Sundays of the month for now. Every first, third, and fourth Sunday for now. At 2:30 p.m., you don't want to, it's something that you want to be a part of. I'm not them shady jacky preachers. I'm not one of them. I do what God asks of me. I trust Him, and He trusts me. And we let God do what He do. That's His house. If He say do it, we do it. If He don't say do it, we don't do it. So come and just join us and enjoy God with us here at 4344 West Madison. Once again, 4344 West Madison here in Chicago, on the right off the corner of Madison and Costner. We hold our service here, Zion Baptist Church, 4344 West Madison. Come in and join with us. And let God have His way and come get a good word from God, some good praise, and let God do some great things in your life. Father, we thank You and we glorify You. We pray right now for everyone that's on here. Father, we pray for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. We pray for Minister Renee Kaiser. And, Father, for those that are on here, the Kaiser family, Minister Brandon Kaiser and his family, we pray for those, Father, that are pushing past what the pandemic said we could not do. Father, we give You praise. We give You glory. We give You honor, for You are a great God. Father, we ask You right now that Your ministering angels minister to every individual that's on here that was participated, that wanted to get on. Father, You arise, and Father, we command that the enemy be scattered. We give You praise, we give You glory, we give You honor as You continue to do great things for us. Father, tonight, as we rest, give us peace, give us joy, give us what we need, so that we rise the next morning, we can do what You have commissioned us to do. Father, I pray right now for those that are looking for promotion, that, Father, You grant them the promotion that they need. Father, those that are going to do it, how You ask of them, where You ask them to do, and Father, we give You praise that we're going to be obedient when it comes to our monies and when it comes to our time, when it comes to pressing past some things that try to hold us hostage. And Father, we break out of a place of bondage, mentally, emotionally, and physically so. And we give Your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, thank God. Thank God, and amen. I love you guys so very much.
Love you back, Pastor. Good night, everyone.